You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
In the Gospels, we hear about a couple of men who came to the disciples and said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." As we begin our study in the book of Hebrews on through the Bible, we say the same thing. We want to see Jesus. Are you with me? I'm Steve Schwetz, and I know this was Dr. J. Vernon McGee's heart, that everyone who comes to this study would look through the pages and see Jesus. This little verse in John 12, "Sir, we would see Jesus," was so important to Dr. McGee that he had it engraved on the back of his pulpit where he could see it when he preached. And this is still our prayer at Through the Bible today, for ourselves and for you. We want to see Jesus. So as you open your Bible, Greg and I have got a quick update on some things happening at Through the Bible that we pray are helping others to see Jesus too.
Yeah, Steve, we have kind of an exciting announcement today, and that is for years we've been talking about these wonderful tools called Bible Companions, where we have carefully edited Dr. McGee for print, and we've started by releasing them digitally, and I have a bunch of them on my iPad, and I know you've been using them in your church for your small groups.
Yep. There are several small groups that have been using it, and if you've heard us talk about home groups and you're excited, and it's like, well, what's this media kit and what's this other stuff? Well, you can't have that because it's specific to the particular country that we're in, but if you have a desire to start a small group in your home, if you want to go through a discipleship program with a friend, hey, these Bible Companions are a great resource for you to use.
Yes, and we have heard from you. We listen when you call in and pass along comments and questions. Our team makes sure that Steve and I hear about these things. And so our team now is going to generate print versions of the Bible Companions. And, you know, most people, when they're in a study group, they want to have a book in their hands. And so we are very excited that we are now able to offer all of the New Testament books, all 27 books of the New Testament, in a printed Bible Companion format. And these are beautiful books, Steve.
Yeah. So if you don't want to go through the, you know, like what we do, we download the PDF and send it to the church administrator, Carolyn, who faithfully makes color photocopies. And you don't want to go through that process. We got a print version for you that is not free. You would have to pay for it, but it is certainly a better size and it has a more substantive feel to it.
Yes. And one of the things we're also going to do is we're going to have a special pricing for 10 packs because people often have, say, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a group, and you can buy it for a reduced per unit price in order to make it very cost effective for you to start a group.
Right. So, and we're not trying to make any money on this deal.
No.
We're basically covering printing and doing it at cost because God has been so faithful to this ministry with people that support it, but we don't want the Bible Companion part to come out of the regular giving that gets the whole word out to the whole world.
Exactly. And that's an important point. We're not, this is just a resource. We're essentially giving it to you at whatever our cost is. And we just want it to be a ministry tool. Now, one of the things that I think is really exciting, Steve, is we've already gotten responses from people using these Bible Companions.
Yeah, let me read this first one. This is from Kent in Corona. 6 months ago, I had never heard of Through the Bible or J. Vernon McGee. 6 months ago, I also didn't know the first thing about how to read a book of the Bible, its historical context, its structure, and the beauty of seeing Jesus hiding in plain sight for anyone to see. If only they would just look. My small group leader introduced the Book of Revelation Bible Companion study to us and encouraged us to, at the least, read a lesson each week and the Bible passage every day. Well, that little assignment changed everything for me. Eventually, I also listened to Dr. McGee's fuller explanation on the radio program. I listened to the podcast. I feel like this study has opened a whole new world for me. Now, I'm with you on the Bible bus, and I understand that I'm joining with a company of people who have been traveling this road for decades. Well, make room for me, and maybe some more I'll bring along with me. This stuff is too good not to share.
Love that. Now, here's from Jerry from Nantucket Island, Massachusetts, who asked, Do you have more of these Bible companions? I just finished all four gospel studies online and really want to study more.
All right.
I found you on YouVersion, but those plans were great, but just a teaser, really short. In fact, Steve, you voiced those plans.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry goes on, these lessons are much better with questions to ask yourself, too. I want to study the whole Bible this way. When I shared this study with my older brother, he said that he remembered when our parents studied with Through the Bible every night at the kitchen table. Hmm. They kept a list of the Bible books and checked them off as they studied them. He remembered he was told he could ask any question about the Bible he wanted, but he had to wait until he heard the closing music. He was thrilled to hear about these companions. Do you have them in print? Well, Jerry, yes, we do. And she finally continues, tell me more and I'll pass the word.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Jerry, so much for being a faithful listener and now a faithful consumer of the Bible Companions. May God bless you that way. Let me pray for us as we begin. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would use this new ministry tool that we have to expose more people to your word, that they might see Jesus plainly on every page of Scripture, as Dr. McGee talks about. Pray that you would bless the ministry and the program as it goes out now. In Jesus' name, amen. We're off to Hebrews 1 on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee.
Now we've come, friends, in the Epistle to the Hebrews to chapter 1, verse 2. We're not getting along very fast, and it's not our intention to do that because we believe that this is an epistle that in a very peculiar way reveals Jesus Christ. And we want to see him as the Spirit of God will open to each one of us a measure of insight into the glory of his person, because that's important. Andrew Murray put it like this, the knowledge of Christ Jesus that we need for conversion does not suffice for growth, for progress, for sanctification, for maturity. And then he added this, our one need is to know Jesus better. And this epistle will help us to do just that. Now, we saw last time here in this first verse that what we have here is Christ is superior to the prophets, because all of them, the best that could be said was they gave merely a partial revelation. God never let any one of the Old Testament writers give a complete revelation. You have to put it all together to even get the Old Testament. But now God has spoken finally, completely, and adequately, and assuredly in the Son. And verse 2 begins, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. And as we said last time, the literal is, to us God spoke in the Son. Now, we see here, he's saying, he hath in these last days spoken unto us. And the us, I think, is very important. He's spoken to the same ones that he spoke to the fathers by the prophets in the Old Testament. Therefore, these were Hebrew believers. Now, if God has given his final word in the Lord Jesus Christ, then this is the final word for you and me today. And you remember the Father out of heaven said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. And he is the one that is before us. Now he says he hath spoken unto us by the Son. Therefore, Christ is superior to any of the Old Testament writers because the revelation is filled up in him. He fulfills all of the Old Testament, and he himself gives God's final word to man. Or as we said last time, if God spoke out of heaven today, he'd just have to say something that Jesus has already said because of the fact the final word came through the Son of God when he was here 1,900 years ago. As he himself said, the Spirit of God will take the things of mine and show them unto you. And the Spirit of God, speaking through John and James, and Dr. Luke and Paul has given us the full revelation from God. And now he shows the superiority of the Son in seven matchless statements that we have here. And these statements, I'm sure that none of us feel like that we comprehend any one of them completely. Now, I want us to notice it. I'm reading verse 2. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now, two of the statements are here. Number one is, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Now, that reveals the program for the future. The Lord Jesus Christ is the heir of all things. But very frankly, there's something here that we need to look at rather carefully. All things were made by him, John says, and without him was not anything made that was made. So it belongs to him already. Creation is his, for he created it, we're told. And so how can he be the heir of all things? May I say to you, he came down to this earth and took upon himself our humanity. And the first man in the human race was given dominion over this creation. And we don't emphasize that enough, because in Genesis, tremendous statements are made with just a few words. We had one of the Christians in Israel, when we were over there some time ago, speak to us. And when he came to the end of his message, he wanted to give an illustration. He says, I want to say this to you in little words. And what he meant was few words. He intended to make it brief. Well, that's the way Moses wrote the first 11 chapters of Genesis, with little words. And when I say little words, he's stating it briefly. And when God says he gave to man dominion, he didn't make him sort of a first-class gardener to set out rose bushes and prune the plum trees. That's not what Adam did. Adam had dominion, and dominion has to do with rulership. All creation was under him. I think that when he wanted to rain, he called in the rain. I think that when he wanted the heat turned on, why, he turned it on. I think he controlled this earth. Now, he lost that. And when the Lord Jesus came to this earth, he became a man. And you'll notice that one of the reasons he performed certain miracles, he performed them in every realm, the natural realm, the physical realm. He had control of the human body, had control of nature. He could still the storm, and he could feed the 5,000. He recovered that. Now the Lord Jesus is going to be heir of all things. He recovered what Adam lost. And we're told in Scripture that we are heirs of God also, and we're joint heirs with Christ. Now that's an interesting word, joint heirs. And that doesn't mean equal heirs. Let me illustrate that. Some folk have been very much interested in our radio and have given it wonderful support, and they'll mention us in the will. And sometimes they put us in as a joint heir and sometimes equal. Sometimes they say, well, I want so much to go to this mission cause and so much to the through the Bible. Well, that's equal, that is, each one of us. And we could squander it, I guess, if we wanted to, but you can be sure of one thing, we don't do that here. But the thing is, it would be ours. But sometimes you're a joint heir, and that means somebody else has control of all of it, and they just allocate out so much to each one at the proper time, and they manage the estate. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the heir, and we're just joint heirs, and that means that he still controls it. But he may let me have a little patch somewhere. He may give me charge of some little something. But that's the way that we're joint heirs today with Christ. so that we have an inheritance, friends, that's incorruptible, it's undefiled and unfading, and it's reserved in heaven for us. Why? Because of the many wonderful things he did for us, he recovered what Adam lost and even more than that. And we today are joint heir with him, so that he's the one that's going to inherit everything. And as far as I know, no prophet was ever promised that in the Old Testament. Now we're told a second thing here, by whom also he made the worlds. Now, a great many people interpret this as the creation, that this refers to Genesis 1:1. Well, actually, it does not refer to that at all. The word here for worlds is aeon. It means ages, by whom he created the ages. Now, frankly, that's a little bit more than just creator. That lends purpose in everything. As the heir, that gives the program for the future. And now, in the fact that he made the ages, that's purpose in everything. Now, he not only created everything, he did it for a purpose. And so the Bible makes sense, friends. God created man, put him in a garden, and put down one condition. He was not to eat of a certain tree. Well, there was nothing wrong with that tree. I think the fruit on it was good. But that was God's test of that man. And after all, it was not the fruit on the tree, it was the pear on the ground. That's where the problem was. And so man absolutely and completely failed at that time. God has a program, you see, and he has a purpose in everything. And so there comes on another period in which God tests man. And then he gave man the law. And today you and I live under grace. That's the way we got in. We'd never be able to get in by law. It wasn't given to us to begin with. And the second thing is, you and I can't keep it. We can't measure up to a righteous standard that God has set. And God just can't save us by works at all. And I think that ought to be quite obvious to every person that God just can't save us by works. And the reason for that, I think, is very satisfactory. He can't save us by perfect works, because you and I can't offer that. We can't measure up to it. And he can't save us by imperfect works, because his standard is higher than that. And therefore, God had to have another way. And today, it's by grace you're saved. Now, the Lord Jesus not only is the creator, but there is purpose to this universe. This universe that you and I living in today, it's not running at breakneck speed through space and time. Where in the world could an idiotic notion like that originate, that you and I are living in a universe that's running wild today, and that it's like a car that's lost the driver? The interesting thing is, when a car loses the driver, there's a wreck. And this universe, according even to the scientists, has been running millions of years. And it's been doing pretty well, by the way. The sun comes up at a certain time every morning. It's certainly very precise. The moon out there, they can send one of the men that works on the module here, that every one of them that's been to the moon, he says all you got to do is aim it, and the moon will be there when the module gets there, because you can always depend on it. It's not running wild. Suppose the moon, when it would see this module coming, say, I'm going to fool those boys, and he heads back another direction. My friend, this is not a mad universe that you and I live in. It has purpose in it. And the Lord Jesus is the one that gives it purpose. Now, will you notice, as we move on down, we have another statement made here. 3, and that is in verse 3, too. Who being the brightness of his glory. Now, that is a very wonderful statement there. The brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Now, brightness here means the outshining. It means actually the effulgence here. And I think that the material sun out yonder in space gives us a good illustration of this. We could never know the glory of this material sun to begin with. You can't look at it directly. It would blind you if you did. But from the rays of the sun, we get light, we get heat, and actually, I think, healing from it. And that's the way we know about the sun. Now, we'd never know anything about God apart from the revelation that God's given in His Son. You see, He is the brightness. We'd never see God. I've never seen Him. I'm sure you haven't. But I know about Him now through Jesus Christ. Just as the rays of the sun with their warmth and light tell me about the physical sun, the Lord Jesus reveals God to us today. Now, when He uses this other expression here, the express image of His person. Now, that word, express image, actually means steel engraving. The word is charakter, and we get our word character from that. So that we say today that the Lord Jesus Christ is the revelation of God because He is God. And that is the important thing. He's not just the printed material. He is the steel engraving of God because He is the exact copy. He is the image of God. Paul says in Colossians 2:9, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. How wonderful He is. And then we're told a fourth thing here. Will you notice what is said here concerning Him? And upholding all things by the word of His power. Now, I like to put it like this. That little baby lying helpless on the bosom of Mary, yonder in Bethlehem, could have spoken this universe out of existence. He upholds all things by the word of His power. Now, He not only created all things by His word, but He holds everything together today. And have you ever stopped to think about the power that's required to hold it together? Man has learned very little about it, but he has learned a little. Man took the atom, for instance, a little bitty fella, and he untied it. And when he untied that little atom and split the atom, as they say, may I say to you, he sure did release a lot of power. Well, who put all that power in there? And who holds all the little atoms together? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, He furnishes the program, the purpose. He is the person of God, and He's the preserver of all things. He not only created the universe by His word, but He holds everything together. And if He let go today, well, to begin with, you and I are held on this world that we live in. We don't live in it. We live on the thing. And if He didn't hold us here by Elmer's glue, they call it gravitation, but we'd go flying out in space. He holds everything together. And this universe would come unglued without His constant supervision and power. Now, He's not just an atlas holding up the earth passively, and He's not like the little Dutch boy with his finger in the dike. He today is actively engaged in maintaining all of creation. And in my book, friends, that's greater than creating it at the very beginning, is holding it together, keeping the thing functioning, keeping it running. And that is one of the tremendous things that He is doing today. Now, will you notice there's a fifth thing here, and that is a wonderful thing. When He had by Himself purged our sins. Now, that's pardon for our sins. And He purged our sins. And by the way, this is the only purgatory that's mentioned in the Bible. He went through it for you and me. And there's no purgatory for anyone that trusts Christ because He purged our sins. He has paid the penalty. How wonderful it is. Now, up to this point, we only got to Bethlehem. Now we've come to Calvary. And He today offers pardon for our sins. And the purging was accomplished by what He did on Calvary for you and me. And today, we're accepted in the beloved. And you can't add to anything that he's done for us. And then we'll see he's made provision for the present. We'll save that till next time, because after all, that's what this epistle's all about. He's alive today up yonder at God's right hand. And at this very moment, he knows it's time for me to get off the air. And I'm going to get off the air. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.
Next time, we'll complete Dr. McGee's study of the seven remarkable statements about Jesus found in Hebrews. So why don't you hop aboard the Bible bus and join me? Until then, to be in touch, visit ttb.org, get our app at your favorite app store, or call 1-800-65-BIBLE. Now go with God today. He's with you, and he loves you.
Jesus made it all. Unto him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
We're grateful for our committed listening family who faithfully pray and invest in Through the Bible as we together take the whole word to the whole world.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless. You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
All our faith partners and radio listeners, I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. We are the church in the city with the city in our hearts. I am Minister Gloria Ross of New Life Assembly of God in Melbourne, Florida. Our church address is 774 North Apollo Boulevard. That's in Melbourne, Florida. Our church telephone number is 321-255-6999. Now here is Pastor Ross.
Well, praise the Lord once again. We thank the Lord for this glorious opportunity. We had a little setback, and the enemy tried to get the victory, but he doesn't have and will never get the victory as long as Jesus is Lord. So what is happening is that we thank God for the deliverance. Only he and he alone, hallelujah, is able to deliver. I want to tell you the little setback that we had was I was hospitalized for 5 weeks in the hospital. The enemy tried to stop what we were doing for God Almighty, but that would have never happened. Even if it come down to the last straw, Jesus is still Lord. Can you imagine for a moment 5 weeks in the hospital? It's mostly unheard of. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible tells us that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. And I tell you, the standard was God's healing power. It was his word. And what it is that God has said, I will, praise God, see you through it. And I didn't know what he was talking about at the time that it was said. But later on, I learned what he was talking about. And I want to tell you, if you are trying to serve God with a whole and honest heart and preaching the word of God, the enemy is going to try and stop you because these are the last and evil days. And I want to tell you that don't let anything or anybody stop you from serving the true and living God. There's a lot of other things that's going on, but I want to tell you at this time, I want to give the testimony so that everybody will understand that God is good. And I want to say, God is good. No matter what you're going through, God is good. He's right there with you, praise God. And he's able to deliver. Don't question God concerning what you're going through. Just thank him, not for what it is, but thank him in everything, everything, because Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Well, I thank God for that little opportunity that I can be able to tell you what is actually going on. And I know that he loves us all, and he's made preparation for us all. So we want to just give him the praise. Now, the subject we want to talk about this morning, praise the Lord, is that God, I'm talking about Jehovah Elohim, I'm talking about the God of our salvation, the one that created us, that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's who did it. Jesus called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the enemy would try to block the light. He would try to smother the light. But I want to tell you, he cannot do it because God is too good. And everything that he's done I know for me, I can speak personally. Everything that he's done for me, I tell you, is awesome. And I will never, never let the enemy get the best of the conversation, the word of the eternal God, that God has blessed me with. Praise God. And he's blessed others out here in radio land. The only thing is that you haven't had your test yet. You see, every test comes. And Jesus is the one that brings forth anointing and his word and stability. And he gives us strength that we are able to endure everything that the enemy is trying to do to us. Because first of all, we are children of God. Second of all, we belong to God. And third of all, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God is not only life. God is not only good. He's good all the time. But I want to tell you that he's not only good. He's not only life. Light, praise God. And if you help me pray for me while I'm on the broadcast, praise God, because everything that you try to do good, the enemy tries to stop it. But anyway, God is also good. He is light. And that's what we want to look at today in 1 John, praise God. We want to look at 1 John and see what God is talking about. And he says that he's light, that he's good. So that's 1 John 1 and verse 7. Now, this is what the scripture says. Now, this is what the word says. It's not me. It's what the word says, that God is light. Now, that's powerful, that God is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. And if you're saying that you're walking in the light, or you're glorifying God in the light, and you're walking in darkness, it's not true. It is nothing but a bald-faced lie that the enemy got you trying to say something. God is light, and in him, I said, and in him, there is no darkness at all. So when you see darkness manifesting itself, wherever it is, that's not God. God is light. God is love. God is good. Believe me, he is good. And his love and mercy endures forever. All right. So the scripture tells us in 1 John 1 and verse 7, it says, walk in light. See, this is how we are supposed to be walking. We are supposed to be walking in the light of God. Amen. And everything God has said, it is nothing but the truth, and we walk in it. Praise God. So God is light. God is love. And God is everything. But what happens is that the word is giving us a clear illustration that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Somebody out there in radio land should say, no darkness.
No darkness.
Because there's no darkness in God.
No darkness in God.
All the thing God is love and light and deliverance and healing and everything. So God is light. Praise God. This word, you want to read that next verse?
Well, I'll continue. But if we walk in the light as he in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
All right. So we are children of God. We belong to him. So he said, if we walk in the light, if we walk in the light of God, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Praise God. Deliver us from all unrighteousness. Now, let's look at what he says here. Because every one of us, we're living in a fallen world. This world is fallen. The leash is almost up, that shaking hand. But the thing is that we know that the true and living God that we serve, that he loves us and he's coming back for us. Praise God. I say he's coming back for us.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God he says.
Yes.
He says here that if we walk in the light,
he's in the light.
He's in the light.
We have fellowship one with another.
And we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, yeah, son, the cleanse us
from all sin.
Cleanse us from all sin.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
The blood is there. Nothing, there's nothing that's able to overpower.
No.
The blood has power.
Amen.
Praise God. And if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The blood of Jesus. Oh, can help us. Mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood.
There's nothing but the blood. That's why it says there that if we walk in the light. Now, if we are walking in God, as the scripture says, that God is light, we have no problem. We have no problem. Because the enemy is going to try and wait until you get to a weakest point, and that's when he's going to strike. He's going to try and give a missile blow to you, knock you out of the way. But see, the funny thing is that the enemy does not have the last word. Hallelujah. God has the last word.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to read the next question.
Okay, it says, if we say that we have no sin,
mm-hmm.
we deceive ourselves,
yes.
and the truth is not in us.
Well, we say you have no sin. You see, first of all have sinned.
Yes, and come short of the glory of God. But praise God that he has given us for all our sins. Once you repent and ask for forgiveness, he will cleanse you from all sin.
Yes, he will cleanse you from all sin.
Hallelujah.
God will cleanse you from all sin.
Amen.
Now, read that again.
If we say that we have no sin.
Okay. Now, first of all, we can't say that we have no sin.
Exactly.
Because in Romans 3, in verse 23, it tells us that all have sinned.
Come to show the glory of God.
All have sinned.
Yes.
But what happened is that we have sinned, and some of us still have sinned. But I'm going to tell you this morning, praise the Lord, that
we can come back to him and ask for forgiveness.
Yes, we have an advocate. Jesus Christ the righteous.
Yes.
And we can come back to him.
And he'll forgive us our sins and cleanse us for all unrighteousness.
Well, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's a loving and kind God. And he's not going to, as long as you come back to him.
Amen. And confess. Amen.
What he would do is that he would cleanse us.
Cleanse.
You know, this word, that's a powerful
scripture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for grace. Thank you for the grace of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is interwoven into what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. And grace and love
mm-hmm.
and mercy and compassion. I mean, that's the God that we serve.
Yes, God.
We don't serve a God that's dead. We don't serve a God that's going to try and put some on you.
Right.
He's not doing that.
No, he's not.
That's the work of the enemy.
But you will be tested of your faith.
You will be tested, yes.
Amen.
And when you're tested, you may not know what to test is, but I want to tell you, the God that we serve, he's a good God.
He's a good God.
And that test of temptation that we come into,
right.
I tell you,
he'll pull you through.
He'll bring you through. Praise God.
Right. Amen. That's a
So look at 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord.
That says, 10:13.
Yeah, has no temptation taken you but such a common
uh-huh.
man.
Right.
Everybody's in a position to go through something.
Uh huh.
And are going through something.
Right.
But the God that we serve,
mm-hmm.
we serve looking for him.
But he says he's faithful. Because he's faithful.
Yes.
When you are tempted above that you're able, but with the temptation also make an escape that you may be able to bear it.
Yes, you see. You're not making a mistake.
No.
What it is that he's making a way of escape for you.
That's right.
You know?
But he's right there with you.
Yeah, he's right there.
Amen.
Well, I wonder how many people understand the reality of where he is.
Yeah.
Some people try looking in all different directions and trying to find out where God is. That reminds me when the Pharisees,
uh-huh.
they were looking for God.
Yeah.
And then he was standing in the midst of him.
Uh-huh.
You know? Jesus is God.
Amen.
And folks don't want to argue over, well, is he? Well, the scripture says he is. I believe it. He is. And everything that comes out of the mouth of God is nothing but blessing. Praise God. Healing and delivering.
People have to remember, in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word is Jesus. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So people have to believe that.
Yeah.
It's God.
All right. So where's the God? Where's the Word? The Word is on the inside of you.
Amen.
That's so that means that you have God on the inside of you.
That's right, the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
His Spirit.
And so let him be seen through the manifestation of his Word.
Amen.
In our lives. Praise God.
Amen.
So we want to walk in the light. That's our desire, to walk in the light. And I know that God will not keep us from walking in the light. He will not. Oh, that's the Word. The whole thing is that. I quoted 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13.
Yes,
he did. Let's look at that. Yes. Because the God that we serve is a good God.
He's a good God. He's faithful.
Yeah.
He's very faithful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. Now, what he says here in 10 and verse 13.
They have no temptation taken but such as common to man.
Yeah, so the temptation and what we're being tempted with, praise God, is it's a common thing.
Yes.
It happened to everybody.
Everybody.
And what happened, they love the Lord. So what happens is that there has no temptation taking you. The verse, they're going through something, and you as a child of God, you can go through. Praise God. So there has no temptation taking you but such as common to man. But God is faithful.
Yes.
That's what we understand. God is faithful.
Yes.
And he will not allow, this is what he will not allow you to be tempted above that you're able. See, whatever you're going through in the temptation that's coming against you, listen, God is faithful. He will not allow temptation to overpower you.
Right.
And what happens is that,
in another word for temptation, various trials, circumstances,
But see, God does not tempt man.
No. It says that.
So the thing of it is that God doesn't tempt.
No.
What happens and who tempts you is the devil.
That's right.
The devil is the one that tempts you. But it says here, there has no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful. Keep that in your heart and in your mind. God is faithful. Your mama, your daddy may not be faithful. Family members may not be faithful. But God is faithful. So scripture tells us, God is faithful, who will, with the temptation, otherwise he's not moving, he's giving you strength so that you're able to bear the temptation and keep on going. Why? Because God is in us.
God is in us. Amen.
God is in us.
I'd like to confirm what you say.
Yes.
We're not tempted by God. It says, let no man say we are tempted. I am tempted of God.
Yes.
For God cannot be tempted with evil.
That's right.
Neither tempted he any man.
Right. But God is able, and with the temptation, he'll make a way of escape.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole idea. He'll make a way of escape. That way of escape is that he'll give him strength.
Yes, to bear,
to bear it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. That's but wonderful.
It is.
He'll give you strength to bear it.
Amen.
But we have, that's why we have to get this Word in us.
That's right. You have the Holy Spirit.
the Holy Spirit, but
a lot of people get the Word and don't have the Spirit of God. Memorize it instead of believing that He is.
I can't question that. The only thing I can say is that, number one, it's best for you to memorize Scripture.
Yeah.
And then get in your heart so that at a later time, it'll be due for it.
Amen.
Because the enemy is going around trying to destroy people.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
He
is faithful.
Yes, he is. Praise God.
And he'll give us strength in a time of trial and tribulation. Listen to the voice of God.
Yep.
When there's circumstances that are outweighing who you are and fear that is greater than you, no. You have to stand firm and say that Jesus
is Lord.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That Jesus
mm-hmm.
and only Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That he resides on the inside of us through the word of the eternal God. Praise God. Amen. There has no temptation.
Praise God.
Otherwise, everybody's going through something.
Yes. That's right.
But when you go through something and he brings you out, you got to give him praise.
That's right.
You got to give him praise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, then it's going only the devil tempts him.
Yes, he does tempt him. Mm-hmm.
Because remember when Jesus had fasted for 40 days, 40 nights, he went up on a mountain.
Yep.
To talk with his father and to pray.
Yep.
Leaving the disciples right down the base of the mountain. Well, let me tell you something.
Come back with the word. That's why we're going to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. So anytime when you're going through all this, speak the word. Speak the word. Tell that devil where to go in Jesus' name.
Well, that's what Jesus did.
Amen.
Now, Jesus, in Matthew 4, Jesus told him, it is written.
It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone.
That's
but
right.
Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
No, he can't. Would you give the enemy the word?
Yes, the word.
He is the word. So when you're studying and asking God to give you revelation and so forth, you can memorize the verse of scripture. Let it be in your heart so that you can glorify God at any time. Praise God.
Amen.
At any time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you today that we're going to get back to what we were talking about, that God is light.
Yes, he is.
In him there is no darkness at all.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Nothing dark in God. Praise God. I wonder how a lot of times people are really looking at a situation and think, well, how on earth am I able to get through this?
Mm.
Well, you
trust will. God.
That's right. That's
trust
right.
God.
Trust God.
And don't need an own understanding.
Amen.
And acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path.
Now, it says he will. It never said that he must or he'll try. No. You lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge God. That's what you acknowledge. Acknowledge God, and he shall direct your path. Praise God. And if you notice, there's more than one path that he is using.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He'll direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He may have the doctor.
The doctor.
He wants to save.
That's
right. He puts you in that position where the doctor gets confused.
That's right.
And can't understand well how is this going on?
Right.
That way you can speak for him.
Praise
God. You can speak to the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing with Paul and Silas.
Mm-hmm.
They were in jail there.
That's right. That's true.
And what happened? God wanted to live in jail and get saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what he wanted. Yeah.
So what happened is that it worked itself all the way around. The earthquake, the prisons, the stocks were loose, the Paul's so that the church in jail was getting ready to impale himself. So Paul said, no, do thyself no harm. We are all here.
Yeah.
Praise God. And that whole family got saved.
Amen.
Listen to you, the whole family.
Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God.
No, when you are walking with him, nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, the God that we serve is a good God. He's not only love. He's not only life. He's only peace. He's all those good things that we can talk about. Praise God.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord today for what is going on and how powerful he uses those that trust him, that believe in his word, that given him all the glory. What happens is that we praise him.
We praise him.
Because Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I said, Jesus is Lord. Praise the name of our God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are arguing, trying to find out, well, who is God? He's not God. This man is God. Well, get saved and you'll find out who God is. And then, because it's only God that's going to save him.
Right.
Praise God. So isn't it wonderful that we can stand and tell people about the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Because he is Lord. He is Lord. There's none other than he. He alone. And I thank God for the opportunity to be back on the air, carrying out the responsibility and the blessings that God has blessed me with. So praise God and strengthen me. Many people say, well, I can't do that. Well, can't you not be in your cabinet? That's the thing. Right? You can do all. You can do all things for Christ who strengthens you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because He is our strength.
Mm-hmm.
He is our victory. Mm-hmm. He's our everything. That's right. Amen. He is our redeemer.
That's right.
And He is our Lord and Savior. You trust Him. Praise God, you trust Him. Don't think you understand, but press on.
Yes.
Because God and His power and His Lord, but you remember how He's with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that while He was here on earth,
uh-huh.
He was not everywhere.
No.
Because all the power was right there where He was. You know? Yeah, all the power was right there. Because in Colossians 2 and verse 10,
mm-hmm.
9 and 10,
mm-hmm.
coming on here,
mm-hmm.
it says that in Him dwelleth the fullness of God His body.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was in Him.
Right.
Now when He went away, praise God, the Comforter came.
Mm-hmm.
And the Comforter can be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But see, Jesus was limited because of His physical 100% man and 100% God. Well, I want to thank you all out there in Radio Land, and you keep praying for us because we love the Lord, and we're really not out of the woods yet, but we will be out of the woods yet. So pray for us. Pray for our strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask Ms. Lori if she would extend an invitation in the few closing minutes, seconds that we have, so that she can extend that benefit to you so you can open up your heart and receive Jesus.
We thank God today. But remember, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth
yeah.
the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yes.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved by faith.
Praise God. And I tell you, all you need to do is look at what the scripture says, that we all are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, we thank God out there for you. We thank everybody that on the radio. We thank the blessing of God that the station man. We possess that the blessing of God be upon everybody. Praise God. In Jesus' name, I'm Pastor Ross.
And Minister Gloria Ross.
Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.